This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. When the Grammy Awards light up Los Angeles Sunday night, Boston's Berklee College of Music will be among the luminaries. 31 alumni are up for statues in 37 categories, including the big three: Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year. But these nominees aren't usually in the spotlight. They make hits behind the scenes. WBUR's Andrea Shea catches up with one Berklee College contender.
Tony Maserati won a Grammy 10 years ago for his work on Beyoncé's song Crazy in Love. He graduated from Berklee in 1986.
You know, people like myself who are engineers and producers and mixers, we don't really get out of the studio very much.
He's not kidding. Maserati actually says this while recording himself in his L.A. studio. Going to the Grammys is always a thrill for him, no matter how many times he's sat in the audience. Maserati's been nominated 7 times for his work with artists including Jason Mraz and the Black Eyed Peas.
You know, my first time, I went like a kid and made all the nominees who were next to me signed my program. So I still have that program from the first time I went.
Maserati has also engineered for Jay-Z, Lady Gaga, James Brown, Notorious B.I.G., among many others. Now, the mix specialist looks forward to sitting with his peers as their behind-the-scenes work gets acknowledged.
Oh, it's totally invisible. I think we're the only ones who know what's going on behind the scenes and what it takes to make a record and to finish it.
It's a team effort, he says. This year, Maserati is nominated in the Record of the Year category for Robin Thicke's raunchy, top-selling song Blurred Lines, featuring T.I. and Pharrell.
Blurred Lines was one of those songs that you get every 30 or 40 songs you work on, that when you get it, it's immediately captivating and compelling. And mostly you just try not to mess it up.
So you might wonder what Maserati actually did in mixing Robin Thicke's song.
Essentially, when he's finished recording, in this case with Pharrell, they'll write the song, record it, and Pharrell is producing. When they're done, my job is to make the internal balances between the instruments, how loud the snare drum is against the vocal, and how loud the background vocals are against the lead vocal. No more pretending, 'cause now you're winning.
Here's our beginning. I always wanted a good day. Maserati also says a big part of his job is making sure the song will work on the radio.
As popular culture changes, so does the sonic quality of what you're listening to on the radio. People get used to a certain sound, and you want to make sure that you're in line with that, but you stand out.
That's one of Maserati's secrets to staying relevant after more than 2 decades in the fickle music industry. Passion helps too, he says. At the Grammys, he's up against fellow Berklee grads Jeff Basker and Josh Blair for the Bruno Mars album Locked Out of Heaven. Also in the Record of the Year category, more Berklee alums, the musicians and engineers behind the band Imagine Dragons. I'm waking up to ash and dust.
I wipe my brow. We all have the same chance.
Which Tony Maserati says makes it very difficult to win. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.